Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. If you listen to the Hiles Files with any frequency, you know that on occasion I like to declutter my mental junk drawer. Not all ideas fit snugly into the Hiles Files time allotment, but they still merit mention, so today I wish to set loose a few lesser ideas on these airwaves with the hope that, taken as a whole, a full segment will materialize. Anna and I went to the movies recently, and due to my wife's unwavering and perpetual quest to secure the best value, we were able to stand in the premier members line. This is the rewards program affiliated with a certain theater chain that allows you to pay good money to have people glare at you with venomous expressions as you are allowed to move ahead of everyone in the regular line. Such a privilege. This kind of thing does not bother Anna. In her mind, everyone else has the opportunity to get on board as well. I will say the program offers numerous other perks, but this reward feels more like one for my arrest, and the bounty hunters are standing in the line next to me. Have you ever decided to have leftovers for a meal and found only odds and ends from previous dinners in the refrigerator? So you end up sitting down to a supper of mac and cheese, three cherry tomatoes, coleslaw, a fourth of a burrito, and a cup of gravy. Speaking of food, are we just about done with the salted caramel craze? Hey, I was a cheerleader of this flavor combination in the early days of its glorification, but like the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, this song has gone on long enough. Truly, are there any items out there that do not come in salted caramel anymore? This was declared a hot flavor back in 2008 by a panoply of magazines and Food Network shows. Can we move on? I'm fine keeping it around to return to from time to time, but other flavor combinations do exist and are breathless to be discovered. Finally, Christmas is over. I realize this. Nevertheless, I always have a difficult time letting go. It's not a problem for many. Joyful to be liberated from joyful reminders. Relieved of the obligations and demands of the season. Unburdened by the anvil of depression that bears down during the holidays. Legitimate reasons exist to be happy that we are no longer merry. I hold no ill thoughts for those in that camp. In truth, I should count myself blessed to miss Christmas. So what we do at our house is leave one Christmas decoration up for the entire year. No, not our Christmas lights, like some overly enchanted souls do, but just a trinket like a doorknob hanger or a throw rug or a nutcracker, or all three, if I'm being honest. I see my junk drawer is less encumbered now. I'm sure we'll do this again soon. It never seems to take very long to collect junk. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.